From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. They're a political organization that wants smaller government and less involvement with foreign countries. They're not the Tea Party, but they may be Britain's version, and we'll look at the UKIP.
But first,
today we are announcing an indictment against five officers of the Chinese People's Liberation Army for serious cybersecurity breaches against six American victim companies. These represent the first ever charges against known state actors for infiltrating United States commercial targets by cyber means.
That is U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder speaking at the Justice Department today. And these charges are a dramatic new step in the fight with China over cyber spying, accusations that China has denied. Devlin Barrett of The Wall Street Journal was at that press conference today, and he's with us from Washington. Hi, Devlin.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell us about these charges.
Well, what the Attorney General announced today was an indictment of five individuals alleged to be working for the Chinese Army, People's Liberation Army, specifically a unit that a lot of hacking attacks have been traced back to by the U.S. government, and they're indicted for hacking. And that's a major change in approach and tactics by the U.S. government, because while in the past they've made these accusations generally and they've complained about the problem generally, they've never before filed charges against a foreign national working for a foreign government who allegedly hacked into U.S. company and U.S. company systems and stole U.S. companies' information.
Well, and the question then is, why is the Justice Department willing to go that far now, and what might it mean for the relationship with China?
Well, I think it's a major escalation of the argument between the two sides, and I think it'll be very interesting to see how China reacts. Already, we're seeing Chinese officials say today that they are withdrawing from a U.S.-China cyber working group, although the cynic in me thinks, well, how much productive work was the U.S.-China cyber group doing to begin with, given the relationship on this issue? But I think the real issue here is, I think, a level of frustration both within the government and within U.S. companies toward China on this issue, and the fact that they feel that it's not being, let's say, being more polite hasn't gotten them much. And I think now it's a real raising of the stakes on the part of the U.S. government.
Well, and these are criminal charges, but you also asked at the press conference today about a dollar value on the loss suffered by the U.S. companies that were hacked. What did the Attorney General have to say?
They really wouldn't go into a dollar value. They wouldn't put in a range of millions of dollars or billions of dollars worth of information. They didn't really feel comfortable talking about what a perceived or alleged dollar value of this would be. They did say that the information, generally speaking, was very valuable. That's about as much as they would say on that subject. And certainly the government views the larger problem as costing, you know, millions and billions of dollars for hacking across U.S. corporations in any given year. But, you know, a lot of this case, a lot of today is about laying out a new template, a new tactic in trying to stop some of this behavior.
Well, and there are some people who are probably thinking to themselves, wait a minute, doesn't the U.S. do something similar here, spying on other countries, getting information that could be helpful economically, whether to the country as a whole or to a specific U.S. company?
Right. And that's exactly the argument Chinese officials are already making, which is that, you know, the U.S. government does this to us. Why? How can they come to us now and complain? Although they've always denied this allegation, so they don't seem to be actually admitting that they do it. And the U.S. government's response to that accusation has been, look, the U.S. government does a lot of surveillance for national security and counterterrorism reasons. If and when we look at a company that's a foreign company, we look at it for reasons of national security. We don't look at it for reasons of pure corporate advantage to one of our own companies. That is the key distinction the U.S. government draws in this kind of issue. Now, there are folks who don't believe that argument. There are folks, obviously, who look at the government's track record with its statements on surveillance and just take great exception to that claim by the U.S. government. But that is the U.S. government's position, that what China is doing is unique and uniquely wrong, because they are using their government hackers to attack U.S. companies solely for the competitive benefit of Chinese companies.
Devlin, how likely is it that any of the suspects, these five suspects, would be brought to a U.S. court?
Officials at the press conference held out hope that, you know, maybe somehow, one way or another, we could get them here. I think the realistic answer would be slim to none chances of that happening. But, you know, obviously you don't indict someone just for no reason. You hope that you might reach a situation where you can charge them and bring them to court. But realistically, the U.S. does not have an extradition treaty with mainland China. They have never been interested in handing over their people to us for accusations like this. And certainly in the current context, just the initial statements from the Chinese government give no reason to think that that will change. Now, is it possible that sometime down the road, one of these people charged will travel to a country where the U.S. does have an extradition treaty? I mean, anything's possible. That seems to me like it would be an incredibly boneheaded move, but, you know, stranger things have happened, I guess, in the greater scheme of things.
Well, and is it likely that there are going to be more of these indictments down the road coming from the Justice Department?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things the officials really laid out today was that this is the first of a new series of charges that we're going to bring. And that doesn't I would not limit that just to China. I think there's a lot of nation states that are involved that the U.S. suspects of hacking that they're going to be looking at and try and do something similar.
Devlin Barrett of The Wall Street Journal joining us from Washington. Devlin, thanks.
Thank you.